Welcome back, Warriors, to another episode of Whatever This Is.
This is DJ King, and you're tuned to What's Up, Warriors.
I can't find my keys!
Oh, Lord have mercy on your soul.
Oh.
2019's new year, I'm DJ Mike.
And I'm DJ King.
Welcome back to the What's Up, Warriors podcast.
So other than that, oh, Lord have mercy on your soul.
Oh, my God.
So if you guys didn't already know this, because we don't have any sort of behind the scenes, we literally sat for 5 minutes trying to discuss on how we were going to start that. Here comes Quinn, or was it John or Quinn? I can't remember.
That was John that had the idea.
Just let's make an ASMR bit, you know? Just make it all weird for them. So welcome back to another episode of What's Up, Warriors. Today we're going to be talking about the rock community. Ain't that fun? The Grammys just came out for, I think, almost everything.
Rock is dead! Rock is dead!
Thank you for that. that was pleasant to my ear.
All I can do right now, because Quinn is so awesome and weird to a sense, is just give a shocked look for every time he does something, which is beautiful. We got DJ Lee, also known as John Beck. We got DJ...
What's up? This is Bam Margera.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. This is gonna be the weird one. This is going to be the weird episode. So, DJ Mike, so what is your definition of rock music?
Well, basically, how I define rock is that if I'm listening to a song and I start hearing, you know, people screaming, that's when I'm just like, yeah, all right, that's rock right there.
That's considered metal.
I disagree because, I mean, people in rap scream all the time.
He has a fair point. He has a fair point. 21 Pilots is pop rock.
What is it? You got
killers. I'm a killer too.
Oh, Lord. Tekashi 6ix9ine. Why are we doing a crossover episode? This is rock music.
Well, we all kind of got into that.
Yeah, you got a fair point there. Yeah. We also got into that one ASMR bit, but oh, my Lord.
Well, it's also just really showing the fact that we need to let the people know what defines rock from any other genre.
So if you guys don't know what rock is, I'm going to simply define it in a simple definition.
Dude, there's only one way to put it. If there's a drum set, a guitar player, and a bass player, pretty much.
And a singer.
Yeah.
We don't have to have a singer.
Well, yeah, you got Polyphia. That's one of those rock bands that don't really have a...
Woohoo?
Polyphia. It's an instrumental rock band. They just released an album.
Or you could do like a Mars Volta and just have a bunch of random instruments.
You could also go to Californication. I'm sorry, that was very dumb. That was very corny. That was dumb. You were correct.
One.
I just put
two. Three.
What are you on about over there?
Five.
We're playing cards.
Six.
I'm counting.
Seven.
We're gambling.
That's how many years you have left, Brian.
Hey, oh, man. Yeah, you're not wrong, though. What happened to DJ King? Unfortunately, he had a football accident.
Even though he doesn't play football.
Kick out the
can. Can you describe me what shape a football is, Brian?
It is the shape of Stewie's head.
And what shape
wrong.
Is that?
It's a circle.
I never said American football.
Yeah, you got a fair point there.
No, wait, hold up. By saying football, though, you're here in America. It assumes that you're talking about American football.
Yes. Rock music also originated from America and, you know, other places, too.
You
like,
got the proof to back that up?
No, not really. I mean, technically, if you think about it, it all started with percussions, which started back in, like, what, South America?
I mean, but it was, like, introduced
Southern
in America.
Eastern.
It was
somewhere.
A derivative of rhythm and blues music.
Pretty much, it was mostly percussions that started it off, leading into, hey, let's get this thing, make it out of wood and a bunch of other things, give it a neck like it's an ostrich.
I just want to tell everybody listening now, if you are a rock or metal elitist, this is not going to be your episode. I'm sorry, King, but I don't think you're technologically
correct.
Prepare for this.
Oh no! I just love making fun of everything. Unfortunately, I'm
that's fair enough.
Yeah, so pretty much they were just like, let's give this thing a neck, some tuning tabs, we're gonna make some chords, and boom, we got some good old rock music, and it originated to heavy metal and new metal and...
You forgot punk.
Punk, you got grudge, you got stuff
grunge.
Like... Grunge. You got
grudge
stuff
is a
like
movie.
Cannibal Corpse.
I love Cannibal Corpse. Actually, they're coming to Noblesville
on July 23rd.
With a Slipknot, Alice in Chains, and a bunch of other useless bands.
It's Slipknot, what? Korn, Slipknot, Korn, Volbeat, Amen of Marth, Cannibal Corpse, Slayer. Slayer's going to be there. That's how you know it's a good show. And unfortunately, Breaking Benjamin.
Isn't that that band from Guitar Hero? I love that. All the other bands are acceptable, but Breaking Benjamin. You just got all these metal bands coming, and then you got them.
I went through the whole 2008 emo phase like almost every other
kid.
It's
like saying Green Day is punk. It's Breaking Benjamin does not fit there.
Punk.
It's pop. Punk. Green Day is pop rock.
Pop punk, actually.
Pop punk? Are you serious?
That's a thing. Bands like
The Offspring.
Sum 41.
That's the
My Chemical Romance.
Hammer version. My Chemical Romance
is technically pop punk.
Technically Green Day. The Offspring.
Sum 41.
Sum 41, yeah, I was about to say that.
Good Charlotte.
Mm-hmm. All those bands right there are pop punk.
Pretty much. All right, so
anything in 2008 emo kid can boogie down to.
Foo Fighters is technically pop punk.
They're more alternative nowadays, aren't they?
I mean, it depends on the album.
I think back in the day they were alternative, but now they're trying to go to the pop punk road.
Bring me to the horizon.
Terrible.
That's
never mentioned
emo.
That.
Panic at the
Disco. Okay, look. There's a difference between pop punk and emo. Emo is its own form.
Panic at the Disco is my favorite Beatles member.
there's Panic at the Disco. Panic at the Disco
is trash.
Bring Me the Horizon. Black Veil Brides. All those kind of bands, which are technically screamo.
Yeah, look, we just got a bunch of metalheads just freaking out. Woody, what do you think you're doing talking about metal for?
Pretty much. What's that one group? They used to be rock and heavy metal, but then, like, they turned to popish. They were, like, the main
thing. The Gorillaz.
No. Yeah. They were, what?
They were alternative, and then now they're the pop rock.
Yeah.
The Now is pretty alternative.
No, it's not. Dude, can I get a show of hands, or would you guys have comments on the website? Can you guys comment or like or whatever? Can we get whatever form of verification of how many The Cure fans we have out there?
The Cure?
The Cure is like the greatest.
I haven't heard that.
No, The Cure is trash, dude.
The Cure is not trash, sir?
Yeah, they are.
Nuh-uh.
So, Vinnie Paul, let's talk about that at the Grammys.
That wasn't right. They snubbed him from the In Memoriam. They snubbed him. I don't know why they did that. It makes no sense. One of the best drummers of all time.
I wonder how.
Glad to know we have some people who are very passionate about the topic.
I wonder how Phil Anselmo felt about that one.
I mean, considering it's Dimebag's brother, too. But either way, you're snubbing one of the best drummers of all time. They didn't realize that they're going to get backlash from it when they got someone who's in Pantera.
I mean, dude,
it wasn't right.
It wasn't.
Oh my lord, have mercy.
You can't just like not include him, cuz God, he's just a staple in the community.
They were even
in an episode of SpongeBob.
Yes, they were. They were. He's not even lying about that.
They did they did an instrumental for that episode when SpongeBob had that
spect. Rock.
Can you tell me what tune the guitars are in for that?
Pop quiz.
Yeah, pop quiz. Step on my channel.
I was about to say, like isn't it like drop D, cuz like Avenged Sevenfold already covered it like twice.
Who cares about Avenged Sevenfold?
Not me.
Oh my god, dude. I love on how like they release the stage, then they release the track Mad Hatter. Is that correct?
I have no clue. I don't follow them.
They released Mad Hatter for Black Ops 4, which came later 2018.
Call of Duty hasn't been good since Modern Warfare 3.
Oh my lord.
That's fair enough.
And ever since then, they haven't released anything else other than, like, the Stage Deluxe Edition, which came out later, 2018, and that's it.
Well, at least they're not pulling the Green Day and pulling, like, 80 songs and putting them into God's favorite band.
Or no, what they did with the trilogy is like they recorded a bunch of songs or at least some not even good songs, most of them on the Uno, Dos, and Tres.
I just want to say that this is coming from a diehard Green Day fan.
Oh yeah, same here. But it's like Uno, Dos, and Tres were really terrible, and you could tell like all they just wanted to get stuff that they had in the burner out.
Whatever pop punk they had left in them during American Idiot was decent. At best.
I thought 21st Century Breakdown was better.
True.
All right, so how many people here who know who Tom Savini is?
I've heard of him.
That sounds familiar.
I've heard the name.
Tom Savini is a... Well, I'll tell you who he is. Tom Savini is an American.
Not here.
Pretty much, he's this makeup artist / mask maker.
That's why I don't know him.
So pretty much, well, he worked on the makeup artist.
You told me about this too.
He was one of the makeup artists for the movie called Dawn of the Dead. Which, do you know what that is?
Yes.
Trash.
It's a twin.
So pretty much, there's news on Loudwire. Pretty much, if you guys don't know what Loudwire is, it is the rock news, which
your source for metal and rock media.
It's great, you know.
Better than Metal Sucks.
Yep, pretty much. And pretty much, they gave out the news for one of the metal bands which at Noblesville, which he said Slipknot. They gave out some info on Corey's new mask, which Corey, Sid, and Clown, which are three of the members from the band.
I wish Corey was like Craig.
Quiet?
Yes.
Oh, my Lord. See, everyone in here at least knows that I'm like a diehard Corey Taylor fan. And for this, I had to just kind of throw it in, you know?
Had to?
Yes.
You were going to do it regardless.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were.
Who cares about Corey Taylor?
I do.
Corey Taylor as a person is decent.
People that matter that care about Corey Taylor.
Ouch! Burn!
You are worse than Mr. DJ Mike over there when it comes to the sarcasm.
Okay.
All right. Let him get out what he's saying so we can get through the Slipknot news.
So pretty much, they're going through all the details of what Tom Savini's process is, which Tom Savini plans on working with more bands. A couple rumors happened. They said that he was also going to try and see some stuff for Mushroomhead as well, which Mushroomhead has not been around for a while, except they released that one video.
What's Mushroomhead?
You know, okay, Mushroomhead. Huh?
QWERTY.
Oh, that's a good song. Mushroomhead is pretty much like Slipknot in a way. They're two of the same bands, but different.
Can we get a rip for Static X?
So, Trash times two.
Oh my Lord, you are trash. On stuff.
Trash to the second power. Fancy of these episodes.
Is Cliff Williams back with AC/DC?
Why is AC/DC still touring?
I don't know. The same thing I can ask for Metallica.
Dude, I gotta add my little two cents of knowledge there, is that I've always preferred Bon Scott era of AC/DC over Brian Johnson, because, I mean, he just sounds like he has the flu in every song. No disrespect to the man. He's led a nice life, but...
Let's
made lots of money, too.
Let's see if I'm getting this correctly from my news and all that. So pretty much a new social media photo was taken around the time of AC/DC's recording sessions last year.
They're recording now?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Ain't that great? And
kind of.
They got Cliff Williams in one of the pictures, and they're speculating that Cliff Williams is back with AC/DC.
Don't speculate.
He said don't speculate.
I mean, you gotta think about it. He could just be visiting, of all things.
Or just being there for, like, one song as a feature.
Right. We can never fully confirm until they confirm.
Let's talk about the ex-Machine Head guitarist, Rob Flynn.
All right, I'm out on this one. I don't listen to a lot of Machine Head.
I don't know who that is.
So, pretty much, Rob Flynn has his own little solo project going on, which is kind of cool. There hasn't been a lot of news on that, so we ain't gonna talk about it as much, but... Who have you guys listened to a little bit of Machine Head?
Probably.
No.
It's probably come up on my Pandora, but I just didn't pay it any attention.
Machine Head is
no.
You're going to keep saying no?
Persistence
yes.
is key.
Bring Me to the Horizon.
Stop it.
So we're back at that.
No.
Crawling in my skin.
Wrong band.
Bring Me to the Horizon. They were hanging with the Backstreet Boys at the Grammys.
I mean,
the Red Hot Chili Peppers played with Post Malone, so anything can happen.
Right.
Speaking,
especially for clicks.
Speaking of Post Malone,
he smells bad.
Just throw that in there.
Some resources say. Some resources.
But
his girlfriend.
Ouch. Oh. On his Twitter. Ouch.
Greta Van Fleet.
Okay, yo, so they won the Grammy for Best Rock Album, and actually, I think that was well-deserved, because even though people give them stuff, they sound too much like Led Zeppelin, are the same people that are complaining, we need more rock, we need more stuff like Led Zeppelin. They're getting it, and then they're complaining, but, oh, they won a Grammy, but they didn't deserve it. Dude, it's literally the band that you want.
Right.
You attack everyone else, but then you approve of this one right here.
I have to say, DJ Mike, you are a simple man.
I am very, very simple.
That's not my name.
What?
You were snapping at me. That's not my name.
No. I was snapping as the joke, as I made a Lynyrd Skynyrd joke, but no one really caught on.
I'm not going to lie. I'm playing solitaire right now as I'm talking. I mean,
I'm sure he heard it.
Go to your room.
So what?
Every day. What?
What?
I am talking so much garbage about you under my breath right now, it's not even funny.
Oh, Lord, have mercy on your soul. All right, so, Heart. Heart announces a tour with Joan Jett, Sheryl Crow, and many more, which is, if you guys don't know what Heart is, it's a...
They did Barracuda.
All right, so you guys do know.
Because we're not stupid, Brian.
You went solo in the wheels. So, before we end this off, what is something like awesome that you guys want to see this year from a lot of the bands that are coming back?
I always wanted to see the Wet Weasels come back.
I want Gene Simmons to quit being a baby and let Ace Frehley back into Kiss.
That
all right?
Irrelevant.
Well, no. That already led to a conversation. Let's talk about
it. Okay, so those who don't know, so Ace Frehley made a Facebook post responding to Gene Simmons saying in a magazine that he wouldn't let Ace back into Kiss for the farewell tour because we fired him too much. He's on too many drugs, and it's like no. And Ace Frehley came back like
he's not British.
I don't care.
The accent was awesome, though. I'm not gonna lie.
Nice. I don't care.
Anyway, so nice. Ace Frehley came back. He's like, no, you fired me because I was getting on you for trying. I forget what he said exactly, but I think it had something to do with money.
Any Kiss fan knows it's about the money.
Yeah, and and I guess Gene Simmons was hitting on Ace Frehley's girlfriend.
What?
Yeah,
dude, isn't he married?
Yeah, I guess Ace's girlfriend wanted to sue Gene or something. I don't know. You have to read the full Facebook post.
Like,
it came out a few weeks ago.
Don't sue.
So it's like, I'm at the point where, like, dude, it's the farewell tour. Let Ace come back, man. He was, like, the best guitarist Kiss ever had.
A lot of people are speculating that Ozzy, since a lot of Ozfest...
I want to interrupt you to just say, I just won my game of solitaire. But continue, Ozfest.
Hopefully right. He's doing better, since I guess he was hospitalized recently.
Yeah, because he had an infection in his finger.
That dude has had bad luck since October, and I really hope Ozzy gets better. I don't need him dying.
Dude, I watched a video about him going to see Max Sabbath, which was awesome.
Oh, yeah, where they played More Ribs or something?
Yeah, something like that.
So
and he loved it.
What is this that stands before me? So pretty much for No More's 2, which that ended really badly, like most of the show didn't even go on. So I felt bad for all the people that bought their tickets and was just like, ah, man, there's no old man yelling at me.
At least the one here didn't get canceled.
Open up your rails on the crazy. Oh, I sung that all wrong. All right.
I'm going off the rails on a crazy train.
Headphone users, beware. You're in for a scare.
Oh, Lord. This ain't Halloween. We already did that.
Your face reminds me of Halloween. Oh!
I don't look like Michael Myers. Oh, wait, wrong.
No, you look like a dummy.
You look like Michael
Jackson.
Can I
get a cheeseburger? Yes, it's a right movie.
All right, so go ahead and say your guys' name for the end of this.
Can we drop in some... can we drop in some...
Drop in some what?
What do you call it?
Outro music?
No.
Oh Lord, he's gonna be sitting for a minute.
At the end of a, like at the end of like a YouTube video or something, and they have like somebody in. Drop your tags, isn't it?
I thought you were talking about Nardwar, who did the doo-doo-doo-doo thing.
No, where we get to drop in our social media.
For those
media.
Who don't know, Nardwar is like one of the best music interviewers ever.
All right, so yeah, go ahead and put your
drop our handles. That's what it is.
Wait,
drop
wait,
our
hey,
handles.
We forgot to do the selfish same promotion for our band.
No.
Okay,
no,
so we're looking
no,
for a bass
no.
player and a drummer.
No.
Hit me up at 317-250-7405. That's my real number. I just gave it out to you.
You're gonna get
I'm gonna laugh when someone from Japan calls you.
Keep it in.
No,
see how many people call me.
Hey,
oh, you know what sucks? The editor's gonna keep it up. Oh no, it's gone. Oh, sorry.
Hey,
wait, what'd you say earlier?
So,
who's the editor? Him?
We don't know. Who is it? Brian, who's the editor?
I don't know.
Okay, so anyways.
Hey, editor, keep this in, please.
Selfless shame shameless self-promotion. Editor, please keep this shameless self-promotion in. Yeah, me and John's band are looking for a bass player and a drummer, and because no one in this school is competent enough to play those instruments.
Slow down.
Do either of you play the bass or the drummers?
I am a vocalist, guitarist, bassist, and pianist.
Can you count to four?
Yes, 1, 2, 3, 4.
You sped up. You can't keep tempo. You're not a good bassist.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4.
You sped up on the between 2 and 3.
We're orchestra kids. We're smart.
Don't.
Whoa, Black Betty, bam, ba, lamb. Whoa, Black Betty, bam, ba, lamb. Black Betty had a child, ram, ba, lamb.
Gosh darn thing went wild.
Bam, ba, lamb.
Oh, God.
Okay, yeah, shameless promotion. Hit me up at my number.
317-250-7405-8675309.
Quinn, drop your number so I'm not the only one getting prank calls.
317-762-2071. I'm the manager and the leader of this band, so
DJ, he's wrong on both
parts.
How are
you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
I'm
doing great. You know, we already had local news earlier with that Noblesville concert event that he just kind of said, but
oh yeah.
But now, which is awesome, is that they're giving another local news thing, so me and you are left out, and, you know, we're just trying to cue the outro. There's DJ Lee and Bam and DJ Mike. I'm DJ King.
Wait.
All you guys
wait, let's end it how we started, all right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, hold on. We'll be right back.
Please tell me you got that.
All right, guys, so we're going to do the same thing like we did in the intro for the outro because, you know, humor, we're comedians and all of that.
No, we're not.
But this time, DJ Mike, I need you to stay out. No one cares about your keys, okay?
Okay.
All right, 3, 2, 1, let's go. This has been the show I forget the name of. Bye. This is DJ King, and you were watching or listening to What's Up, Warriors?